The difference between a separation agreement and a stipulation is as follows. Because New York State is the last state in the union that is not a no-fault divorce state, the couple has two options to pursue the separation and divorce. They can live under the terms of a separation agreement for a year or more. And then when the year is up, it doesn't mean that the divorce judgment is final. It means that they have the option from that point forward to file for an uncontested divorce, and the grounds for the divorce are that they have lived under the terms of a separation agreement for a minimum of a year. That is the ground for divorce in New York State. The other option is if they want to file for the divorce immediately, of course they could do that as well. And instead of writing up a separation agreement, a stipulation of settlement gets filed. The stipulation of settlement is almost an identical agreement to a separation agreement in that it lays out all of the terms of the agreements that the couple has made with each other. The only difference is the title of the document, and there's an additional provision that addresses the grounds for divorce. When a couple is doing an uncontested divorce, the grounds would be called constructive abandonment. And constructive abandonment legally means that the couple has not been having marital relations for a year or more. So one party is the plaintiff, and the other party is the defendant, and the defendant is the one who says that he or she constructively abandoned the marriage. Now, there are some reasons that couples will live under a separation agreement rather than filing for a divorce right away. Some of them have to do with emotional reasons, and some of those reasons have to do with financial. Now, the emotional reasons that couples will do a separation agreement is that sometimes they're not really sure that they're ready to file for the divorce right away. They believe that they just need a time to separate, cooling off period, let the children adjust to the new reality, which is a separation, and see how that goes before they decide whether they want to take that final step and file for the divorce. Another reason that many couples will live under a separation agreement is for health insurance purposes. Because while the couple is living under a separation agreement, the spouse who's being covered by the other spouse's health insurance is still entitled to that free health coverage because the insurance company considers the couple married, although separated. So by living under a separation agreement, they'll be able to give the covered spouse an opportunity to do one of the following. Either be able to afford the COBRA benefits, and he or she would be able to obtain 3 years of COBRA while you're divorced, or get the type of employment where the employer would cover the health insurance, or be able to figure out a way to afford to go out and get independent health coverage. So that issue alone is a very big reason that many couples will live under a separation agreement for a period of time.